Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Jeff, we are going to need the voice disguiser for this. We're going to totally switch gears now and talk to Tammy, who's having a tough time with somebody at work. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Hi. You're on the voice disguiser. Nobody can recognize your voice.
Okay, good.
All right, so what's going on?
Well, I have this coworker that I work really closely with, and I can't avoid that. And I can't be really detailed because I don't want him to know he might be listening. But He will not leave me alone at the office. Like, will not. I have friends in other departments who have to, like, warn me when he's coming down the hall, because he'll, like, stand by my desk and talk to me for, like, 20 minutes and, like, lean over me and, like, look down my shirt. And
really?
Do all kinds of stuff. I, like, go the opposite direction. I've seen him in my area. I've seen him, like, I live on the opposite side of town from him. I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been seeing him around, like, driving around my apartment complex.
Really?
I saw him at Kroger the other day.
Uh-huh. And in your neighborhood?
Yes, in my neighborhood. Oh. I mean, he lives probably 30 minutes away from me.
Whoa.
Wow, that's scary.
But the worst, I was going to the beach with my friends. A couple months ago. And I've been talking about this for a couple months, and he was like, oh, wait, you're going to that beach? My parents have a beach there. I mean, a beach house there. I think I'm planning to go down there. Would you want to hang out? And all this stuff. He just is trying to get into my life everywhere he can, and it's horrible. I finally just made up a boyfriend and brought in pictures. And talk about my boyfriend with everybody so that he'll finally get away from me, but it doesn't work. And I don't know what to do.
Who are the pictures of? Just like some guy you know that you're like, hey, post for me with a couple pictures.
And she took like the pictures out of a picture frame.
Right.
Yeah, it's my neighbor. He had me like, I made him pick me up and like have me like kissing his cheek and stuff so that he'll actually believe that it's my boyfriend.
Oh, good God. That's scary, though. I mean, it's scary that, first, I mean, he's keeping you from being able to do your work, and the fact that he's shown up in your neighborhood and wants to go on vacation, you know, coincidentally want to go on vacation where you're going.
That's close
scary.
To stalking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, very
there.
Much
no
so.
No kidding. Now, is this guy a boss or is this guy a coworker? Is he on like the same level as you?
He's a coworker that I have to work with really closely.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of my superior, but not like my boss.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts me in a really bad position because I don't know what to do. I don't want to mess up the relationship to where I get fired because I'm the subordinate.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, the obvious answer, I'm sure people are going to start calling and saying, just go to human resources. Have you done that?
I haven't because he's a nice guy and he does a really good job for the company. So I don't want to like mess. I don't want to like ruin his life. I just want to kind of deal with this between each us. Like,
what if you pulled him aside, like man to man, and just said, like, you
You're
know,
freaking
woman,
me out, bro.
Woman to man, like, face to face, hey, dude, here's what's weird.
Would he respect that, you think?
I think so, but I've kind of done that. I've told him that I, you know, I'm not interested in dating anybody in the office, and especially somebody I work so closely with, and they kind of make me uncomfortable, and he definitely doesn't get the picture. I mean, he honestly has talked about, oh, well, you know, when I leave this company or when you leave this company, I'm going to call you and we're going to get together then.
Like, Now, Tammy, I'm curious, like you said earlier, that there's someone in the office who warns you when he's coming. Like, I'm curious, what other things have you, you brought the pictures into the boyfriend, the friend calls you, you know, in the other area of the office when he's coming. Is there anything else you've had to do within the office to kind of avoid him?
Well, I mean, sometimes this is terrible, and I hope he's not listening. Sometimes I hide from him. Like, I go, and I just hide for, like, 20 minutes in another part of the office. I mean, I don't know what to do, because I don't want to get him in trouble, but he's really bothering me.
Is this the kind of guy that if you honestly, like Jeff said, sat him down and said, look, I got to tell you, point blank, this is never going to happen between you and I. It's a waste of time. Is he like a dangerous guy? Do you think he'd snap or something like that? Or do you think he'd respect it?
I don't think he'd respect it. I don't know if he'd snap, but I mean, I thought he was a great guy until he started showing up at my Kroger while I was shopping.
Yeah you don't mess with me when I'm shopping at my Kroger. Yeah.
I don't know what he would do, so that's kind of scary too.
Well, like you said, you already tried to give him, you know, hey, I'm not going to date anybody in the office. So that should be enough. Like it
that should be plenty.
Yeah, like you said, sitting.
Well, his answer to that was, well, whenever one of us leaves, then we'll start dating.
See, most are calling up right now saying you have to sit him down and you have to say it's bothering you. But you say you've already done that.
I've told him it makes me uncomfortable. I mean, he would make comments to me like, while I was walking in the office, he would walk behind me. You know, like.
Dang.
That's harassment, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
if it's a situation where you got to go hide on a different floor or something like that to avoid him.
Yeah, he's. Mm-hmm. Is this guy like a real success in his company to where? Because, you know, a lot of companies will make exceptions for the guy that's bringing in a lot of money or the guy that's like top notch, whatever, you know?
He's not top notch, but he does well. I don't really know exactly his salary or anything, but I think he's, I don't know, I guess he's decently respected throughout our department at least.
So, Tammy, do you feel like if you brought this up to one of your bosses that it would bring more scrutiny to you than it would to him? Or do you feel like it would just be drama you don't want to deal with? Like, I'm confused why you haven't gone to your superiors with this behavior that's bothering you. If you already talked to him and he said... And it's not worked with him, then I'm confused why you haven't gone to anybody else.
Just because, I guess this is horrible of me that I'm calling the radio and I can't even... I feel bad. Like, he's a nice person. He just is taking it a little too far. And so, like, I don't want to, like, ruin his life. Like, I don't want to go into HR and say he's sexually harassing me, getting him fired, and having that on his record for the rest of his life. When I feel like... if I just do a little more crafty stuff, he'll leave me alone.
All right, Tammy, I want you to hold on for 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold, then we're going to take some calls from Burt Show listeners that have some advice for you, and then we'll come back, okay?
Okay.
Because we can't put everybody on the voice disguiser at the same time.
Now, before we take these calls, like, I'm sure one of the first ones you're going to take is somebody almost militantly going, that is sexual harassment. You need to march into human resources and take care of blah, 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 blah. So to, like, avoid that, can we just take that call and then get it out of the way and then work with, like, she...
Because it is.
We don't even have to take it at all. We'll just set the record straight right now and say, okay, let's
we're
say
aware that
it
is. In an ideal world, she would go into human resources, but she's in a situation where she
doesn't want his she doesn't want his career destroyed just because he doesn't get can't get a clue.
And we don't need the call saying it isn't, you know, like we know what's right, but we're now working looking at a workaround.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey there.
Hi.
Okay. I think that she is just trying to be too nice, and she's worried about, you know, his feelings and his job and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't necessarily have to go to human resources right away, but there is a natural progression of things. She needs to start out by being specific and not this vague, oh, I don't want to date anybody at the office. Say, I am not interested in you.
Yeah, because guys hear things differently than what women say. Yep. Like, if you give us just a little itty-bitty window, man, we will jump right through it.
Like,
so
if you
what
say,
he
don't
might
take
be hearing,
people at the office is...
I would date you if outside of the office.
But goes back to, Bert, your question earlier, the fact that he's stalking her in her own neighborhood. I mean, do you think that he's... I mean... do you think that's dangerous to say that?
I don't. She knows
what
his character is.
But she doesn't sound nervous. I mean, she obviously in her voice doesn't sound overly threatened and nervous, just a little weirded out. But yeah, I don't know. I think the showing up at her grocery store is just kind of weird.
Good morning, Maureen. You're on the Burt Show on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Good morning. I had the same situation happen with me where it was actually my boss, and he was calling me after hours, making very sexual remarks to me, and I had been working for him for about 10 years. And it got to the point where I actually wrote a certified letter to him where he would have to sign for it so that I know that he got it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I wrote him that letter, I put in the letter, you know, I'm going to try and resolve this one last time between us. I don't want anything more than this. And if this does not work, then I will be forced to go to Human Resources.
Wow.
And he totally left me alone after that.
That's really, a good idea. Really, really smart.
It is good because you know he signs for it, so you know he got it. And I've heard this
you
before
also. You never
have
to talk about it.
That it's a lot more effective to see the words in writing than it is to actually say them because you can read them over and over and over again.
And also,
and there's
that's
no
evidence.
Mistake.
It's evidence. Like if he does not leave her alone, she's got something Human Resources right there against him in writing.
And she can write and say, here's exactly what you're doing that's bothering me, and here's what needs to stop.
Right.
And then by him signing for it, if that wasn't true, like if somebody sent that letter, wouldn't you as the recipient go right to Human Resources?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, again, he's not going to do that.
And certified letter so that he has to sign for it, not just randomly give it to him.
Lainey, good morning. You have some advice?
Good morning, I do. She could always have the guy that's posing in the pictures as her boyfriend sit him down and talk to him.
It's not bad, really. It's not really bad.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
And John, good morning.
How you all doing?
Good.
The letter was a good piece of advice. But I wanted to call and tell you, if she don't want to write the letter, she can actually go and talk to him with a third party, with a witness there.
Okay.
But because if she approaches him with no witness or no type of evidence, he can always go and say, well, she's the one harassing me first.
So maybe the coworker that is actually calling to give her fair warning, who knows about what's going on?
Right. All three of them actually sit down, and she explain to her how uncomfortable their situation is and let them know that this cannot happen and this cannot work. As long as they have that witness, that he cannot go back behind them and say, well, it was her harassing me.
Thanks, John.
All right.
Why do you think that some guys just can't get the hint?
The chase is so... I mean, I don't get
like,
it either.
Why is that? He just won't
I think this
go
goes,
away.
This goes chase. Both ways. Women do the same thing, where you tell them no and they just will not hear no, and you have to go through some kind of great length to make them realize this is never... ever going to happen. Never.
The chase, I think, though, doesn't become a chase. Like, it does get a little weird once he's driving around her apartment complex or going to the Kroger. Then it's like...
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's not chase. That's weird. Now, that, you know, we talk about the at-work stuff. Outside of work, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Will you turn the voice disguiser back on?
Yep.
A couple other suggestions that came in that we couldn't get to is... go ahead and tell him and go to Human Resources. It's not going to hurt his career. And Tiffany said, just tell him that you met Melissa at Smyrna Bration and switched.
I actually did meet Melissa at Smyrna Bration. That's really funny.
See, and you wouldn't be lying. I mean, a half lie. Yeah, that's right. Ladies of Atlanta, you know, use me. That's fine. If it gets you out of an uncomfortable situation, that's fine.
You can save that. All right, Tammy, I hope we gave you a couple of things to chew on there. Some pretty unorthodox ways to get this guy off your ass.
You did. I think the letter is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, good luck with
Thank
that.
You.
I'm sorry.
I really appreciate it.
Good luck.
The Burt Show.